day is a very sad and tragic day for all of us, and for our passengers who are on board Ethiopian Airlines flight 3302, dying, departing from Addis on its way to Nairobi. It took off from Bole Airport at 8:38 a.m. local time. And while it was in flight, at around 8:44, we had difficulties and it was lost from radar, which is here. And I just came from the site where the accident took place. It is Boeing manufactured Boeing 737-8 MAX, brand new airplane, which we took delivery last year, end of last year, November, so November 15, 2018. That's flown more than 1,200 hours. Very new airplane. It just came this morning from Johannesburg on a flight EG858 and arrived in Addis. It was very much. And it was dispatched from very much. The captain in Hobart, his name is Captain Yared Murgeva. He was employed with the Ethiopian Airlines since July 2010. And he has been a captain on the 737. Since November 2017, with a senior pilot, more than 8,000 hours, is half Kenyan and half Ethiopian. He has been flying with Ethiopian Airlines with excellent flying record. There were 149. We are deeply saddened again. We express our deepest sympathies and condolences to the family, friends, and relatives of our three passengers. Just to give you a list of the passengers. Turkish passengers that came on the air. And 18 passengers are Canadian citizens. 9 passengers are Ethiopian citizens. 8 passengers are Italian citizens. 8 passengers are Chinese citizens. And there were 8 American citizens, 7 British citizens, 7 French citizens, 6 Egyptians, 5 from Netherlands, 4 of them with a UN passport, 4 Indian citizens, 4 Slovakian citizens, 3 Austrian citizens, 3 Swedish citizens, and 3 Russian citizens, 2 Moroccan citizens, 2 Spanish citizens, and 2 Polish citizens, 2 Israeli citizens, 1 Belgian citizen, 1 Indonesian citizen, 1 Ugandan citizen, and 1 Yemeni citizen, 1 Sudanese, 1 Serbian, 1 Togolese, 1 Mozambican, one Rwandan, one Somalian, one Norwegian, one Christian, and one Irish, and one Polish.
Interpol, Elias from Deputy Press. Have you properly determined the cause for the accident? Is this a technical problem or you have an insight on the problem?
No, as you can see, press incident, the accident, now we have not been able to determine the cause. As I said, it is a brand new airplane. There is no technical impact flown by pilot, and there is no cause that we can achieve at this time. But as you know, it is international practice that international investigators and also from the top manufacturer from the US.
Can you confirm that among the passengers on the crash plane were the UN staff and diplomats on their way to the UN Environment Assembly to Kenya?
The purpose of travel is not indicated on airline records, as you know, but I can see that there are four UN.
You were on the crash scene. How can you describe it? I mean, was it like a landing attempt or was it just a crash? How did it go?
It is they land and the airplane is now like inside the ground. So it is not possible to identify whether it was landing or.
And there was fire on the plane also?
By the time we reached there was smoke.
First off, I would like to thank the British senior management team who quickly responded to the media and disclosed what has happened this morning. Your whole saddened. I heard it, I mean, 20 minutes ago, and I came back home to come and hear what happened. As you mentioned, you said this came from Johannesburg this morning, and then also part of this morning to 11:38 AM. Can you tell us of what kind of plane landed and then back into the plane, and then how many minutes of checking have the airline been on the plane? That's one question. And following to that, we know that the airline has been going very big, and the public, from the fixed response to that, from the public wants to know that, you know, if the expansion of the airline has anything to do with the quality of the chain or the investigation that we've done prior to sending this link to the world. Thank you. I'm from ITAC.
Thank you very much. The Johannesburg flight arrived in Canada morning. The schedule is around 6 o'clock. We'll give you the exact time. But there was more than close to about 3 hours. So more than enough time. As I said, the airplane is a brand new airplane with no maintenance remarks. So it was a green airplane. So at this stage, we cannot determine the cause of the accident. But from the records that we have, it is a green airplane. It is a brand new airplane. We received the brand new airplane from Boeing on November 15, 2017. So it's about the little phone. November 16th, so there is no problem with the because the Russian later checked didn't give any problem. I confirm that it is good. The clause of the airline has nothing to do with to you right now. Only if the airline and the airline.
Thank you. Omar Adi, Sanskrit Agency. You mentioned four of the passengers were on UN passports. Can you indicate the nationalities of those UN
passports? Since they have the UN passport, they always register UN passport.
Thank you. Did the captain make a distress call before the question? That was my second question. A similar aircraft had a similar accident in Indonesia a few months back with Lion Air. And there were some aviation experts who claimed that the aircraft had mass aircraft had fault with the flight software.
From the ATC air traffic controller's record, the pilot mentioned that we have difficulty and we want to reset. I was given to the house, but
not to the Air Force.
No, twice.
And you were given clearance.
Yes. And as far as the relation with the Indonesian accident, we cannot understand. Of course, they are the same service system that is not explained, and they are also going to show you. But we will have to do this for
Do you have any other 737-8 MAX aircraft currently flying for Ethiopian Airlines?
Yes.
And are there any plans to take another look at them?
Well, as I said, we don't know the exact cost or how the cost has been. So we will have to wait for the decision.
And how many are currently in service with the airline?
You mentioned, sir, that the
My name is Dennis from Zambia. I just wanted to find out because you mentioned that the thing is not possible. Are you going to also rule out some kind of sabotage from what happened? Because if you're saying the plane was new, it was checked, it has not checked the course, then maybe, would you say maybe there was some kind of sabotage? And then the other thing I wanted to ask is what assurance that you have for passengers for getting on others from the airline?
As you know, Ethiopian Airlines is one of the biggest airlines in the world. At this stage, we cannot rule out anything. We cannot also attribute the cause to anything because we will have to comply with the international regulation to wait for the investigation to review the cause of death.
You mentioned the pilot requested to return and he was given clearance. So can we say the crash happened while he was back to Addis or on the same route?
We cannot determine that because we can only know the coordinates where he had to come. And as I said, it was a very short period of time. It took off 8:38 and the aircraft was lost from radar at the same position.
How far was the aircraft from the Air Force site?
It is a place called Hejeri, and it is between software and the process.
Hey, Doc. What are you doing to the families of the victims? Are you trying to give some kind of support? For example, we have seen some of them around the international area.
What we are doing is we have an emergency center in Nairobi for the situation of the airplane. We have also an emergency center here at the airport in Japan because we have a large space there. So we are taking care of the family. We are supporting them during this difficult time for all of us.
When will you publish the details of the pretenders in one of the pretenders in the citizen?
We will follow the international regulations to disclose the details because, as I told you, we have to comply with the international regulations, international standards. So we are following that procedure.
If we really don't know what caused it, can we know what might have caused the death
of the police? It will be speculation at this stage, so I think we, it is to the best interest of all stakeholders to remain without any speculation, because speculation is not justice. So we will have to wait for the investigation.
To more detail about the information of the victim, is it the embassy which should come to you to ask the detail, or you will send it to the embassy?
We are dealing with the embassy.
Dealing with the embassy, from it to the heaven?
Yes.
How long will it take to investigate?
It will be difficult because, as I told you, it's not only in our hands. There is international regulation, so the aircraft manufacturers will be involved, the Ethiopian Civil Aviation, and also the Ethiopian Civil Aviation Agency, because the country